welcome to the very first episode of the Rotaract Club of Borodo Brook. We call it the Brook Fireside Chat, okay? Now, this is going to be exciting because this is our pilot episode, and there's so much that you can look forward to from this particular episode. All right, so let me tell you a bit about Rotaract and Rotary International. Rotaract originally began as a Rotary International youth group in 1968. Fun fact, at Charlotte North Rotary Club in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the United States, and it has grown into major Rotary-sponsored organizations all over the world. It has over 9,000 clubs spread around the world, and of course, over 200,000 members. Now, there has to be something going on here, because if 200,000 people are joining this particular club, it means something, right? So Rotary clubs bring together people from ages between 18 to 30 to engage in ideas while with leaders in the community to develop leadership and professional skills and to have fun through service. Basically, it's fun through service, and that's what we're trying to bring out through this particular podcast. Now, I'm going to introduce our guests from the Rotary Club of Borodo Brook. We have Fazi Chitapi. She's a marketing assistant, aspiring chef, past community service chair for the Rotary Club of Borodo Brook. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, and then we also have Naomi Murapa, who's a financial consultant, but she's also in the club services at the Rotary Club of Borodo Brook. How are you doing, Vida?
I'm good, thanks for having me.
Good, and you are my sazita. All right, so there's a special thing happening here, all right? We also have Munya Murapa, who's a student studying biochemistry.
Studying biochemistry,
and he calls himself LL Cool Munya.
Wow.
It's a real name, right?
Wow.
It's a real name.
It's a real name. It's on my birth certificate.
Okay, yay! All right. So we have quite diverse characters right here. We also have Tinaya Mubashura, who's a projects manager, and she's also a past president. How are you doing?
Hi, everyone. Good to be here.
All right, and finally, we have Farai Munyawarara, the director of FBM Haulage and a serial entrepreneur with businesses in construction and a whole lot more. He's also the past president, the past club services chair. So it's not all serious. There's also a lot of fun and games that come into being at the Rotaract Club. But let's start off with the serious bit, all right? Let's ease people into it. I'm going to start by asking you, Tinaya. Tell us a bit more about specifically the Rotaract Club of Borodo Brook.
Okay, so the Rotaract Club of Borodo Brook was started by a couple of friends, including Kudanyemba, Farai Gwaze, Chennai Mudede, Mati Karase, quite a bunch of people. They just decided to, I'm not sure who exactly had heard about it, but they decided to kind of come together. That was at the end of October 2012, I think it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they had their first formal meeting early 2013, and then it was formally chartered in 2014.
Wow. Mm-hmm. From 2014 until now, how has the membership grown from the time that you joined to now?
Okay, those times it was kind of around 9 members, kind of hovering around there. Of course, because it's a voluntary thing, it's on and off. You kind of get, at some point you can have a project with 4 people working on it. At other points, it can be the full 9. From what I know now, where are we at in terms of how many members we have now?
We have more than 30 members right now.
30, yeah. So it's grown.
It's grown. Yeah. Definitely growing. And the biggest part about the Rotaract Club of Borodo Brook is the community service, of course.
Yes.
Tell us about the communities that this club specifically serves.
Fazi, I'll take that question to you.
Okay, thank you. So we service Borodo and Hatcliffe, and we look at what the community needs, basically. And we come together, we look for projects and different ways to help the local community. So we're more like Borodo and Hatcliffe.
All right, now there are very exciting projects that have been started by the Rotary Club of Borodo Brook. Let's talk about the Spelling Bee. How did that idea come about and how is that going?
Okay.
And describe it first for people who don't really know what the Spelling Bee is all about.
Okay, Spelling Bee, it's when you give people a bunch of hard spellings and the person who spells them the most, they win the contest. So the reason why we came up with the Spelling Bee is we saw that in places like Hatcliffe, you know, your academics wasn't really top priority because you were probably going to go into doing something more informal anyways, and like, you know, vending and whatnot. So we wanted to have a platform that, you know, encourage kids, hey, if you grind in school, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get rewards like this. So that was the idea behind the Spelling Bee. Our past president, Brian, he's the one it was his brainchild. And the first one was 2016, I think. Yeah. It was in 2016, and we had our third one this year, so it's an annual thing. And yeah, like I said, it's, you give the kids a bunch of hard spellings, which most of us can't even spell ourselves. And yeah, the person who gets the most spelling wins the contest, and they win stuff like clothes hampers, school fees, which is a big deal. You know, get all your school fees paid out like that. How about you? And yeah, and stationery and all the things that a student would.
All right.
Like,
okay, that's pretty big. Let's just describe to me just list down the number of community projects that the Rotary Club of Bardobrook is handling right now.
Okay, right now, off the top of my head, we have the Spelling Bee that I mentioned. We have a cancer run, a cancer awareness run, mm-hmm. where we raise money to... Last year, we used the money to pay for the training of nurses mm-hmm. to screen cancer. We have several cleanup campaigns where we just pick up litter. Mm-hmm. Teacher Kunda vocational training, where we give the kids at Teacher Kunda home skills and vocational training. It's self-explanatory.
Okay.
All right. And painting, we painted a clinic, the children's ward. We made it look very nice. And borehole, we sunk a borehole and solar powered it as well.
Wow.
So yeah, just off the top of my head, there's a lot more.
Okay.
But yeah, off the top of my head, that's what I know.
All right. Okay, I think that's a big deal, though, serving the community and working it together as well. So that's a bit about the Rotaract Club of Bardobrook and the community service that they have and the community projects that they have done as well. But it takes a lot to bring these community projects to life. And, of course, there has to be a lot of fundraising that takes place as well. And my next question is going to go to the previous chair of the club services that's within the Rotaract Club of Bardobrook, Farai Bunyawarara. I have to ask, how do you come up with most of the ideas for fundraising for these community services?
All right. So basically, for us to give the biggest impact or the best impact in our community, we have to have money. Money is what drives the projects that we do or what is necessary to complete our projects. So basically, club services as a department in Rotaract is responsible for fundraising for these projects. We have some events that we host in the community, generally to get funding from these events. We've got a cancer run that we have annually. This cancer run is held in October as a breast cancer awareness. It's breast cancer awareness month in October, and we have it in commemoration of that. And usually we have a run of 5K and 10K, and all the proceeds from this run go towards extending care and reach in the Headcliff community as well. We have other projects that we do. We have an annual pop bottles party where we come out as young people and have a good time and try and raise money doing that. All the funds from this as well fuel and help our projects to succeed. So, but basically, we need to be innovative in how we decide how to raise money, and suggestions if anybody is out there that can help us make money for the club and support the community, it would be great. Basically, Rotaract individuals or Rotaractians, I don't know if that's the right word.
Rotaractors?
Rotaractors, exactly. Rotaractors is a word. Rotaractors do not donate their money, they donate their time, and we then convert this time into real money. So this is how best we try and come into the community with that. So, yeah.
Hey, that is quite something, and you heard it there. It's all about donating your time, not just your money. But if you do have money, we're not going to say no to it, all right? But it's all about just donating your time and putting your time to services, all right? So we also have a finance committee that definitely looks at all of this and makes sure that the accounts of the Rotaract Club of Bardobrook are up to standard and no funny deals are happening. So just in case you think that something might happen, and I'm going to direct
this question to Naomi Paida, who is also a part of the finance committee and the finance team at the Rotaract Club of Borough Brook. I mean, just in your experience with working in the Rotaract Club of Borough Brook, how has that been?
Well, working as part of the finance committee has been, for me personally, it's been an area of growth. I'm in the financial sector. So it's been good to be surrounded by people who I can learn from. But from a club perspective, as a club, we have done well in bringing in funds. We are looking at having our first audit this year, so anyone who's thinking of donating to us can be assured that their money would be put to good use.
All right. That's a great thing. There's audits and everything. Everything is taken care of to the T. All right. So we're going to go to the fun aspect of the club, all right, because we know that it's not all fun and games. It's also just creating friendships as well, and so on and so forth. Okay, so what is part of the fun things that you do in the club?
So, as club services, so the purpose of this club is to develop yourself or improve yourself individually as well whilst working with others. So we try and devise methods or events that help our members gain as much as they can from other members, as well as gain from other people and improve yourself as an individual. So we have fireside chats that we have, where it's basically a briar and we have a fire and we have topics of discussion, and it goes round table around the fire, and we just hang out. And we also have games nights that we have as a club, and we have outings as well. I think Club Services this year is organizing an outing where we're going out of town to Strategic Planning Center, where we spend the weekend there, and you know, we do game drives, we do activities that are team building and that sort of thing. We also have skills improvement, like people that come to the club and speak to us about, you know, how you can do proper etiquette, how you can do you know, learning skills about improving yourself as a person. Yeah, basically.
Okay, all right, there you have it. A lot of great things that happen. So if you join the Rotaract Club, especially the Rotaract Club of Borough Brook, you're not just joining only to, you know, put your time in and, you know, waste your time. You're actually growing relationships and growing as a person as well. We also have professional development tips that we give out to every meeting, at every meeting that we have. So it's about you building yourself, as Farai had said there. Okay, so we're continuing on, and now I'm just going to randomly go around and ask fun questions. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Depends. All right. Depends on what.
It depends on what.
On the type of fun.
On the type of fun.
We share the
I'm
same.
I'm pretty fun. Sure it's just fun. Fun. Okay, cool. All right. So we're gonna ask, and this question is gonna go to everybody. Okay. I want you all to tell me your favorite project in the Rotaract Club of Borough Brook so far.
Bottles.
So my favorite, I like to party like all the time. So I came up with a concept where we have a house party and everybody just parties, and we make money that we then use in the community. But we have a whole day where we have a pool party. It's in the summer, it's hot, it's nice, you know, drinks are flowing, and we party and we have a good time, and at the same time we raise money. So Pop Bottles has to be my favorite event of the club.
Yeah, it's my favorite too, because people are gonna party anyway. Might as well do it for a good cause, you know.
All right, tonight, which one is yours?
I guess, okay, Pop Bottles is great and everything. I guess my answer's a bit boring, but I was thinking of the spelling bee. More of, I think, because of seeing where it came from. Right. Correction, actually it was Zenzo's brainchild. I think he's going to have beef with Munya beef with us for not clarifying, but it was his brainchild back in 2013, 2014. And I think what I liked about it, not just the project itself, obviously it's been great for the community, but I think it was great just to see how the club kind of grew. It's kind of a testament to where we came from. So it started at Zenzo's, sort of just as an idea, and as we had more and more people come on board, more and more brains putting together, then it eventually actually came to fruition, I don't know, 2 years later or something.
And it's going to be expanding soon as well.
Yeah, so I think that one is just a testament to how we've been growing as a club. So I think that would be my favorite one.
Fadi, what's yours?
I really enjoyed the Pop Bottles, but this year I really enjoyed the bus party. I enjoyed
the bus party. What is this bus party? We didn't hear about this one.
It was,
pub crawl. Uh-huh. That's what we called it. Uh-huh. So we hired a bus, uh-huh, and we collaborated with a lot of clubs. There was so much support. Uh-huh. And we left from Bordeaux Pomona, uh-huh, and we had different destinations.
Basically club hopping.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think like my, what I enjoyed the most is that my team was winning, like all the alcohol.
All right, so it's a competition between clubs.
No.
What?
Between, we're put in different teams.
Uh-huh.
So when we would arrive at any destination, uh-huh, there would be like different games.
Oh,
and then we'd
compete. Nice.
We enjoyed, okay, the karaoke. FBM did a good job. Like, yeah, really, like singing, yeah, rapping. And
yeah. All right. Bunya, what's yours?
My favorite would have to be the cancer run.
Uh-huh.
Mainly because, you know, it's encouraging people to be active and get out of the house, breathe some fresh air, and at the same time serving a good cause.
Yeah.
And I've never had a massage before, but I had one at the cancer run. And there was,
I'm
Zumba,
sure that was a memorable one.
It was very memorable. Imagine, without it, there would be no massage.
People might need, people might need an explanation about where massages come in.
Yeah, like.
At the end, after you run, and your muscles are all tired and stuff.
Nice.
Get laying on the table.
Wow.
And, yeah, massage.
So a lot of these things happen. And just in case you're listening and you're wondering, okay, how do I become a part of this whole massage thing that's happening? We are having the Cancer Run very soon, aren't we?
Very soon. Yeah.
When is the date?
The Cancer Run will be on the 14th of October at Old Georgian Sports Club.
14th of October, Old Georgian Sports Club. And you said how many Ks?
There's a 5K, a 10, and a 15.
5, 10, and 15. All right. So can like a person like me who doesn't like to run, can I just come for the massages?
You can come for the massages. Okay. You can come just to walk. You can bring your kids and they can ride their bikes next to you while you walk. It's a family thing. So
okay.
Just, yeah, come through.
All right,
through.
Great. It sounds very, very fun. All right. So we're continuing on with the fun questions that we were having for the Royal Triathlon Club of Bordeaux Brook. We have a four-way test that we have, and this is quite a very important thing to know if you are a Rotaract member. All right, so I'm just going to pick on anyone to do it and give us.
Not me.
Why are you saying not me?
Let's do the four-way test. Why are you saying not me?
Let's do the four-way test. Guys, I can't believe this.
Okay.
There's a four-way test. Someone is actually Googling at this very moment. I should just put
okay,
that
so
there.
The Rotaract four-way test is,
mm-hmm,
of the things we think, say, and do,
mm-hmm,
is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned?
There you go. That is the retroactive. All right. Okay. So of all the professional development tips that you've had at the meetings, which one was the most memorable for you? Paida, start.
Okay, for me, the most memorable was the one where we had a speaker speak to us on our LinkedIn profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And he really gave us a lot of tips on how to, you know, spruce up your LinkedIn profile and get yourself noticed. And I know that here in Zim, it's not something that's considered, you know, necessary. But as a person who has personally, you know, gotten jobs through LinkedIn, I think it was really good that we, you know, got that advice from him.
All right.
So that was really helpful for me.
Okay. Munya, you are student, do the professional development tips really, you know, resonate with you?
Oh, very much, because last year we had a career convention,
mm-hmm,
and there's really been nothing like that in Zim before. That just targets the students and tells us that, hey, this is what you can do, because, you know, the way things are in this country, you know, you find yourself changing and switching and you don't really know what you're doing and there's no one to help you. So with that platform, you know, there was lots of professionals in the field that came through and answered our questions and also gave us tips on, like, the LinkedIn things and how to make CVs and all that stuff you don't get taught in school.
Yeah.
Which was very, very useful.
Very true. Fadzi, which one was your most memorable one?
I enjoyed when Morove gave us something on wines and etiquette.
Wines and etiquette.
Yeah.
Murove is a member of the club.
Yes,
at the Rotaract Club of Bordeaux.
And he taught us quite a lot, because a lot of people have been doing the wrong thing.
When it comes to drinking wine?
Yes, we've been doing the wrong thing.
Okay, this is something I should have been there for. All right, and Tinaya, what's your favorite one?
Mine was from, there's a thing called Potential Rotary Leadership Seminar, PIRLS, and it kind of it's conducted every year, I think it is, and you basically can get certified in different things. So I went and I did the leadership, basic leadership course, the situational leadership course, and the facilitation skills one, and I think I'm yet to do, there's a public speaking one as well. So I think that was because you actually go for a couple of days or one part of your day and get taught by people who are actually professionals in those things, and you come out of it having learned something and with something that you can take away with you as a certificate, I guess, and of course the skills themselves. So okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. What was your most memorable one?
Well, it's actually two. Maybe two things in one. There was a time we had a motivational speaker come to one of our meetings. I think his name is Arthur Marara. He came and he gave us a few gems, and one of the gems that I picked up from there was an encouragement to read a book and always read, to always improve your reading, because this helps your vocabulary. It also opens up your eyes to things that you would have probably not seen if you're not a conventional reader. I know reading is hard, but we then had read a book challenge, or read a book campaign, that program that was happening that encouraged members to read certain books, and we would discuss these books at the meetings and that sort of thing. So that really helped me, because as a person in business, I've actually seen that the more I read, the more I can actually think more than I was thinking before, which is quite surprising. I've never thought that I could think the way I was thinking after I read the book.
not yeah, so much think, thinking.
Yeah.
So you say, don't overthink.
Now I think. Now I think the things.
All right. And so all of these things have come from the professional development tips that happen at all the Rotaract meetings. Mm-hmm. And before we continue on that, Munya, can you tell us how often the Rotaract meetings happen?
So our Rotaract meetings happen fortnightly, which is twice a month. And they happen on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. on the dot. If you're late, you'll be fined. Jokes, you won't be fined. But don't be late. It's not cool.
We pride time. There you have it. We do. All right. So, and another interesting thing, you know, you might be thinking, There are a lot of networking opportunities, and I remember one of the founding members, Kuda, is one person who continuously speaks about how the Rotaract Club of Barrio Brook has so many diverse fields and it's great and perfect for networking. So I'll direct this question to Farai. As you are a businessman, right? And yet you still find the time to be in Rotaract. What is the significance of that?
Well, it's a decision you make to organize your time. You can't say you don't have time for Rotaract. I feel like helping the community or doing community service projects has always been a passion of mine. So I made time available for me to attend this. And this time actually paid off, because out of a friend I met in Rotaract, we started a business together. And we're now building low-income houses. And this is from a friendship that started inside the Rotaract Club, inside the meeting of the Rotaract Club. So as much as I can say I'm a business person, but actually I had a business come out of me attending this club, or friendships that came out of this club that I can probably value for life.
You have a business, a day is growing, and everything else happening. That all happens at the Rotaract Club of Barrio del Brook. Now, as we're wrapping up, of course, let's talk about your most memorable moments and why you think someone who's listening right now should be a part of Rotaract. We'll start with you, Paida.
So my most memorable moments, I guess, would be just, for me, the meetings are memorable. And the reason why is because, you know, getting the time to interact with other young people who are, you know, captains of industry, who are doing big things in their career. For me, that's a big thing. And, that's why I love being in Rotaract the most.
Tonight.
Okay, I think there has been a lot, but I think maybe I'll focus on the sort of personal development side of things and just how much I've learned about myself over the years. Mm-hmm. You find yourself working with people on various projects in leadership positions. I think I've come out of it definitely as a better person, understanding myself more, how I work in a professional environment, how to be a leader, basically, how to bring out people's strengths, mm-hmm. how to play on those and to create successful projects. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's one of them. Fuzzy?
I think every moment is memorable in Rotaract, and I think the most memorable are all the projects as past community services chair, all the projects that we as the club managed to implement, like with the new projects, the ideas, all those are memorable moments.
Okay, Munya, as you tell us your memorable moment, you're part of membership, so tell someone who's listening how they can join.
Okay, so I'll start with that. I'll start with how you can join. It's not a hard process, but I should just point out that, you know, becoming a member of Rotaract, it's not really a set rubric of instructions that you need to follow. Like, that shouldn't be the mindset you're in, because at the end of the day, we're a family. We're one community of people who have like-minded ideas and everything. So, you know, we want to get to know you as one of our potential family members. And that's the mindset you should have when you want to join our club, getting to know us and becoming one of the family. And but there still is a set rubric. You should attend at least 4 meetings, and you should attend at least 1 social and at least 1 community service project with us. And also, we're implementing something called the Fireside Chat. This podcast stole our name, just saying. we're implementing that so that you can learn more about Rotaract and how it works, because it's not only just RCBB. There's many clubs in Harare, there's many clubs in our district, many clubs in the world. And there's all these structures and things that you can benefit from that you'd like to learn from, and we'll teach you there. So, yeah, that's how you join a club. And my most memorable moment was, it was not one moment, but probably the first few meetings that I came to. You know, it was just, I was fresh out of high school, and just seeing like all these great people and feeling the warmth of them, and seeing that there's such a wealth of knowledge in the club that I can draw from, and it's just here, and they're willing to teach me, and they're willing to take me on if I so wanted to. And yeah, that's really what stuck with me and why I stayed.
Okay, so that's all the information that you need to know about the Rotaract Club of Borodilbrook, all right? And this has been our pilot episode, our very first episode, as the we call it the Fireside Chat. Fireside Chat.
There you go.
Stole it, but for a good cause, all right? The Fireside Chat brought to you by the Rotaract Club of Borodilbrook. Now, these are the type of things that you can expect in this podcast. We'll be having a lot of great discussions, discussions to deal with professional development, discussions to deal with what is happening in the world, and just how, as young people, we can change, we can change things, and we can work to create a better world for ourselves and a better world for our communities, because we start in our communities, then we can think about Zimbabwe. So you have to follow us on all our social media pages. Rotaract Club of Borodilbrook on Facebook.
Brooke Rotaract on Instagram.
And on Twitter, we have Brooke Rotaract as well. So follow us on, let me do that again, bye-bye. So you can follow us on all our social media platforms. That's on Facebook, we have Rotaract Club of Borodilbrook. And on Instagram, it's Brooke Rotaract. And on Twitter, it's Brooke Rotaract as well. So you make sure that you follow us on all those pages so that you can see when we'll be having our next podcast. Catch us next time.
Yo, what up? This is Munya. This is the RCBB Fireside Chat Podcast. Hope you're enjoying.
How's it? The name is Alistair, a.k.a. Bibsy, member of the Rotaract Club of Borodilbrook. Perception is everything. Growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Naomi Marapa, a member of the Rotaract Club of Borodilbrook. This is RCBB Fireside Chats on Capital 263.
Hi, my name is Karen Pida, and you're listening to Capital 263.
And now, Capital 263.